Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Psalm 23, verse 5 reads, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over." We've been talking the past few days about the Good Shepherd and how he takes care of his sheep, us believers, the body of Christ. But how does God prepare a table before us in the midst of our enemies? When our enemies, Satan, and various ones who oppose what we're trying to do for Christ, come against us and are laying traps for us. In the book by Philip Keller we've been reading, Philip Keller's A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, it says on page 98, "There is another chore which the sheepman takes care of on the tableland as he sets his table in the presence of our enemies. He clears out the water holes, springs, and drinking places for his stock. He has to clean out the accumulated debris of leaves, twigs, stones, and soil, which may have fallen into the water source during the autumn and winter. He may need to repair small earth dams he has made to hold water, and he will open the springs that may have become overgrown, with grass and brush and weeds. It is all his work, his preparation of the table for his own sheep in the summer. The parallel in the Christian life is that Christ, our great Good Shepherd, has himself already gone before us into every situation and every extremity that we might encounter. We are told emphatically that he was tempted in all points like as we are. We know he entered fully and completely and very intimately into the life of men upon our planet. He has known our sufferings, experienced our sorrows, and endured our struggles in this life. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Because of this, he understands us. He has totally identified himself with humanity. He has, therefore, a care and compassion for us beyond our ability to grasp. No wonder he makes every possible provision to ensure that when we have to cope with Satan, sin, or self, the contest will not be one-sided. Rather, we can be sure he has been in that situation before. He is in it now again with us, and because of this, the prospects of our preservation are excellent. It is this attitude of rest in him, of confidence in his care, of relaxation as we realize his presence in the picture that we can make the Christian life one of calm and quiet confidence and walk it in grace. The Christian walk can thus become a mountaintop experience, a tableland trip, simply because we are in the care and the control of Christ, who has been over all this territory before us and prepared the table for us in plain view of our enemies, who would demoralize and destroy us if they could. Today I want you to know that God has already set a table before your enemies. He's already scouted out the land. He's already made provision for you. He knows where to best have you habitate. And he knows where he has the provisions for you and how you can utilize them. And he knows where Satan and sin and self would try to hide in order to try to sneak up on you. And he can preserve and help and secure you. Today I want you to know our Lord has already set a table before our enemies. He is guiding us, and he wants you to know that you can walk in rest in his confidence, knowing that as he has made this way for you and has already gone this way before you through his very own life as a human being on earth, as being the sacrifice lamb, as being the Messiah, he has circumspectful vision and foreknowledge of things to come and knows how to keep you safe. Trust in him today. Place your confidence, put your heart at rest in the man from Galilee, and know that through the grace of God and his leadership, you can see that rod and staff comfort you, and you can see the power of God's mercy as he provides for you in every single dimension of life. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this word registers with you, and I pray that you will know how special the shepherd thinks of you and that he's already laid the plans for your success over the enemy's tricks and schemes, and even your own personal selfish desires and problems that you have personally in your life that you're trying to deal with, that you can yield to the Lord. You can lay completely at rest in him and know, as you lay your life before him each day and confidently place your trust in him, his grace is sufficient for you. Heavenly Father, touch each and every one who's called into the prayer line today. Help them to recognize this place that you've set before them, and that, Lord, there is a place of rest in it, that God has already seen and landscaped the whole place and knows exactly how things can work out and how the enemy can be put to naught if the good sheep of God's gracious pasture, his church, rests in the Father's love. I pray, God, that we would rest in your love, and I pray that we would see ourselves secure in your favor and know, Lord, that our good shepherd has a place set before our enemies, whether it's Satan, self, or sin, and that he is going to anoint us to victory, and our cup is going to run over as we walk in the joy of the Lord and see the victory of God as he's already planned out, scoped out the land, and knows exactly how we can have victory today. Thank you, Lord. Touch and anoint your people. Help them to find that place in you of confidence today, and know that the Lord is with them and has already prepared a table of blessing for them. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed this little time together that we had today here on the prayer line, and I hope each and every day you do as well. If you need to reach us at the ministry, please don't hesitate to do so. Give us a call at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. God bless you. Have a great day. Rest in the Lord. He has already made a way for you in the midst of all your circumstances of life.